It's a little after 6 a.m. after yet another night of snowfall, and the roads crew over at the Department of Public Works is getting ready to clear the streets in time for the school buses to get through. But before they can do that, they have to clear their own parking lot. Roger Deffendahl is maneuvering snow around employee vehicles in his big yellow road grader when he flags me over and tells me to hop in. Or, rather, climb up.
Here, we'll push that forward. Now you can shut the door. All right, you ready?
Yep. Roger has been working for the city for 23 years, and he's as comfortable driving this monster piece of machinery as I am behind the wheel of my car. There are about a dozen levers in front of him, each of which does something different to move the snow.
They do a lot of things. You have your downs right here, then you have your twist, you have your shifts over, and then it spins it back and forth right there. Right? And then this adjusts your curl and your cut. Right now we're floating, so this is much more fun. We'll grab another gear. And just keep on going.
There's also a monitor that shows any obstacles that he might run into.
You find hidden treasures quite often. That's why I don't have a wing on right now. It broke off yesterday, or the day before yesterday. Hit something in the snow.
Limiting damage to the equipment isn't just a point of pragmatism. It's also a matter of personal pride. I learned this when I move over to the road's chief's plow truck. As we're riding around the city, Jim Dixon tells me that the crew keeps close track of every blunder and mistake made.
They have a tally on the board, which is if you get stuck, they get a point against them.
At the end of the snowy season, the roads crew has a party, and the amount of food and drink that each worker is required to bring is pegged to the number of times that person messed up over the course of the winter. And in a winter as snowy as this one, there are plenty of opportunities to make it onto the board.
This month has been pretty much snow every day, and lots of it.
During rough winters, the roads crew works pretty much nonstop. They get up as early as 4 in the morning, and they stay out until daylight starts to fade. Because if they don't do their job, then nobody else in the city is able to do theirs either.
And the whole town is, a working town. We don't have a big leisure class. So basically everybody's off to go do something, and they need to get there. And they'll do it in any weather. In a lot of cases, it's not the kind of weather that if you had a choice, you'd go get into.
Clearing the roads on nasty mornings requires plenty of teamwork. The fleet starts with the school bus routes. The graders and plow trucks move along the main streets, kicking off the snow. Then another set of trucks follows them, putting down gravel to improve traction. Loaders will pile the snow accumulation into berms, and then dump trucks will cart that all away. During my ride with Jim, we cover an impressive amount of ground. We plowed side roads and sidewalks that I was surprised to see any maintenance of, let alone this early in the morning. We also took one detour along the way.
You guys even come into the safe?
No, this is done by private contractor.
Oh, is this the donut stop?
This is the donut stop.
Armed with a dozen donuts for the crew, we head back to the Department of Public Works. When we arrive, I ask Jim how this compares to other winters. The National Weather Service doesn't keep track of how much snow falls in Unalaska, but Jim has some pretty good metrics for figuring out how bad each winter actually is. He points out one chart in his office.
See these?
Uh-huh.
This is tracking our winters by overtime.
Holy cow.
The chart covers 15 years, and there are a handful of spikes for especially snowy winters. This year is on track to be one of the more intense ones. In January alone, the roads crew has logged over 500 hours of overtime. In that time, they've hauled about 700 dump trucks worth of snow. For the most part, though, members of the roads crew don't mind the long hours. In Roger's case, he gets to drive the kind of machine that little boys only dream about operating, gets to listen to classic rock in the process, and knows that he's doing something that makes all of his neighbors' lives just a little bit easier.
This is so fun. I've got the best job in the world.
In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.
Shake it up. Shake it up.